248 545 Soul.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together, we are Voices of Soul.
I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, jeanadrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I have a ton of tools there to help you grow. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you a free membership for the online version of the InnerSpeak cards. They're the ones I use to do clearings on this session. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience, an intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with 25 different healing modalities, actually over. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me today, or you can book a private session with both of us. We'll give more information about that, but we do a half-hour special for Sky listeners only. You can book that as well on either of our websites. We will be talking about change and the equinox that's coming. I know that there's lots of people that have questions, so this would be a great time to call in. Please remember not to wait until the last minute, because then we can't help everybody. But if you want now, get in queue. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know so that we can assist you best. All right. So, change and the equinox. So the equinox happened this weekend,
yeah,
and apparently a very powerful one. And your dog's agreeing. So it was very powerful. I know that a lot of people think about fall and they think about change, and we're certainly seeming to going through a lot of different things. I think, you know, It's a very interesting time because I think it's a lot of big things going on, yet some people are feeling very restricted. I know that there's been a lot of people kind of getting stuck in their issues, and they need to sort of remember where they are and to, you know, to try and not to de-authenticize what's going on. I mean, absolutely feel it so that you can work with it and you can accept it and you can move through it. And I think, you know, that kind of is the focus of all of our work at this time.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing that I'm seeing is almost like a common thread through all of the clients that I work with on a weekly basis is that, you know, everybody's been wanting change for so long. And that's why people come to me. They're stuck and they want to shift out of it. They want to clear their path. And all of a sudden, what I'm observing is that the change has happened, but they're not seeing it. You know, and they call me back and they're like, but wait, but, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Did you just tell me this, 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 and this? I do believe that these are the things you ask for. So, you know, I think that part of what we really, all of us need to look at is the fact that we get so used to viewing the world through the same old glasses. And then, you know, when we get a new prescription for our glasses, you know, we forget because those other glasses were really comfortable and we liked the way they felt on our ears and our nose. And we go back and use them, not realizing that we actually have a tool that can let us see the world much more clearly. Are you seeing some of that same kind of stuff with your clients, Lori?
Not really, but I know that, yeah, I'm not seeing it a lot at all, but you know, I know that this is an interesting time for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, it is for me as well. I guess what I'm seeing for myself is that when I'm stuck, that I actually am able to pull the change agent up for myself much more quickly than rather than wallowing in it for weeks and months. I'm able to be the observer. And
just a second, hold on.
Okay.
I'm on my way to CBS, so
Yeah, so, I think that maybe the lesson in all of this is for each of us to give ourselves permission to accept change. You know, for so long, I think that we have we've been afraid of change because when it's happened to us, it's brought bad stuff. And maybe this time what's happening is change is actually starting to move us to that place where we've been wanting to go for a long time.
Right, right. Yeah, and I mean, I hope I see more of that in the next little while because I'm not really seeing it yet, but I hope it's there.
Well, maybe it starts in the South and moves up.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Because we definitely have fall here. It was in the 40s this morning when I got up.
Yeah, we've been having a lot cooler.
It's probably not going to make it to 70 today, but it's absolutely beautiful. The sun is shining. The leaves haven't started to change, and that's really very surprising to me. Usually I'm starting to see, hints of color by this time.
We have lots of color here.
I bet.
Well, not lots, but they're going. Yeah, we have some trees that are almost, bare and dead because of the drought that we sort of had for a while, and then we got others that are, it's starting with the maple trees, really.
Yeah, those are usually the ones you see at first on here as well. Well, we haven't had any drought this time, so I'm expecting it to be a gorgeous fall, I'm really excited about it. I've put in my first slug of fall vegetables. I've planted collard greens and cabbage, but I still have some tomatoes on the vine, and that's why I haven't, plowed up the rest of my garden yet, because I wanted to see if hopefully those tomatoes would actually turn red. And I'm going to go out there this afternoon. I was out of town from Thursday of last week until late last night, so I haven't had a chance to go check it out yet. But maybe I have some tomatoes, and if I don't, then I'll start preparing so that when the new moon gets here, I'll plant the rest of my garden.
You're going to plant it? Okay. Yeah, that's great. For next year, you mean?
For the fall.
Right.
Yeah, right. I want to do broccoli, and I'd like to do maybe some kale.
Right. Right.
So, I'm scaling back. I planted way too much in the spring, Venus. That was my first foray into this, and everything was too crowded, and nothing really did well. So I'm spacing everything out and leaving lots of open space, and hopefully this time it's going to be much better.
Right, right.
And it won't just get drowned by the rain.
But, plants are still growing, so I have lots of, I still have tomatoes that are ripening and plants that are growing. I think we're still in a funny time. Like, we're still in a time that we can still have growth.
Yeah.
I think tomatoes will go up until the frost.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm holding on for those. So I will be going out there this afternoon after the show and checking on my maters.
Right.
To see if I've got any red ones or even any, slightly red ones.
Right. I got lots of green ones. Oh, I see. Yes, yes, of course. Although green will still ripen if you leave them in the sun. I had ones that were attacked by raccoons and just threw them back thinking that they may have seeds still. And they've gotten red while they were sitting in the planter. It's like, oh,
funny.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of mine's got a big bite out of it. So something got in there and ate one of the ones that, I was hoping would turn red. And so, yeah, it's still on the vine, though.
Right.
It's still on the vine. But you know what, folks? Lori and I are here to assist you in helping you to be your change. Let me start over again. Lori and I are here to be your change agent assistants today. And so we would love it if you would give us a call. The number is 248-545-7685. 248-545-SOUL. Or come in on instant feedback, but give us lots and lots of information if you do.
Okay, it looks like we have our first caller, so good timing.
Cool.
Let's talk to Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So you're trying to get a job?
There's one that I'm applying for. It's a state government job, which I currently work for, but it's a different agency.
Right.
It's a budgeting analyst position, and
So you called us before. This is the same. You were applying for two or three different jobs.
Yeah, this is a different one.
Oh, this is a completely different one. So you didn't get the other. You didn't get any of the other ones, or you haven't heard from them yet.
No, they did a mass hiring and they did it a different way. So I guess they took people off the list.
Okay, well, I'm still feeling the same, that there's something coming for you. It's just a matter of, you know, time. I mean, it's a great time for new things coming anyway. There is competition, and that's, you know, one thing that there always will be in the government, but it looks positive. So, I mean, just stay away from the petty stuff. I think there's something going on in your actual work that may be part of it. So, you know, be aware of the dynamics that you have and the relationships you have in the workplace now, because some of that is the reason why it's there in the first place, and some of it is part of why you're wanting to leave. So just look at the relationship dynamics, and I think Jean will be able to assist you with whatever it is that's in the relationship dynamics that's sort of causing this. But there seems to be a lot of competition, and kind of petty competition, so just be aware of that. I do get good things from it, and I know that there's going to be change for you, but just
okay. You
know, take care of some of the littler things that are maybe stopping you. Jean?
Yeah, so this is the block that we're dealing with today is a past life block. You are a woman living in China or Japan, you know, the Orient. I'm seeing an Oriental woman, and this is about 200 years ago. And you were in an arranged marriage, and you were actually forced into this, and there was no love there. So it made you, at a soul level, it made you feel all alone, alienated and alone. And I think that's what you're connecting in with, and that's what's blocking you from being able to manifest the new job. The stuck belief that you came away from that relationship with was, other people are better than I am. So you're throwing that belief out there, and other people are getting jobs. So what I want you to do is close your eyes, and I want you to find this woman that was you. She's right there with you, Amy. And I want you to help her to let go of all of her anger at being forced into this marriage and not being loved the way she wanted to. And all of her fear about what to do next. So just let her release all of this negative emotion. And all of this stuff is stuck in your second chakra, so right below your belly button. So put your attention on your second chakra, because that's the chakra that has to do with money and creating. And invite that chakra to open and release all of the old wounds from this old lifetime and heal itself and balance its energies so that you can start to manifest the things you want and not the things you don't want. And then let's just help this piece of your soul go to the light, because this is actually a fragment of your soul that's stuck back there in the Orient. So I want you to create a traveling vehicle for her. Create a beautiful bottle in your imagination. Just invite her to step inside the bottle, just like putting Genie back in the bottle on that old TV show. Put a cork in it and give it to an angel to take it to the light. And that frees you of that old energy. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in today. The first blessing you receive is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So now you can manifest the job you want. And the second blessing is courage. Courage to follow your heart's command. And Amy, it is gratitude that owns every clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And it's actually time for us to take our first commercial break. So when we come back from break, Lori and I are going to talk about change. And we've already started to get callers coming in, so get in the queue. Call 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're going to give you readings and clearings. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the new Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
This is where the mind meets the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you will find. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you will find. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston, and Jean Adrian and I are focusing. We're focusing on change and the equinox that's here. So I know everybody's going through some interesting times. We got lots of people that are lining up, or we've got a few callers that are lining up. If you have a question, we are here to assist you with readings and clearings. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback. I know some people are working. We do. It's always easier to have you on the call because then we can ask you questions. But we know that people are working, so you can send us an instant feedback. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And looks like we got a couple calls, so let's begin with Trish. Hi, Trish.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
All right. So you got a job, or you're looking at a different career, or what are we looking for?
So I have a job, and I'm contemplating whether I should stay or look for a new position.
Okay. So what part of that, like, what's the reasoning behind that you're thinking that you'd like to leave?
I say they're a bit dysfunctional. I know that's everywhere. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought the focus was going to be a little different, and I'm not sure they're committed to making the changes they need to make that I think they need to do to be successful.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair. And are you thinking that because you want more money, or are you thinking that it's because you want to do different things?
It's not that I want to do different things, or it's not that I even want more money. It's just that I came in there kind of with a plan on, you know, what was told to me was to put a plan together to how to take him to the next level. And I'm not seeing the commitment yet. And I don't know if I'm thinking, if I'm worrying too much and it'll get there, or I should wait it out, or if it's not the right one.
Okay. Okay. So I get a pretty good feeling. I mean, this is what they hired you for, right? So you've done what they've asked you for. And it's, you know, it's the bit about change. Some people are very resistant to change. I think that's kind of what we started the show with. So
yeah, so timing's perfect on this question.
And totally. It's like you could go somewhere else, but I would play this out yet. I would, you know, take some time. We've got some major, it's like, this is a big test for you. So I think you're learning a lot within it. And I think it's here to assist you, to learn some things about yourself and, you know, let them sort of like, I mean, they want to make the change or they wouldn't have brought you in. They just,
correct.
You know, it's just people have issues with change. So how it's delivered, you know, there's a whole bunch of, it's like there's a series of things that this is going to help you with personally and on your soul level, because it seems to be a very, there's a lot around this. So my feeling is, you know, you have all the tools to create what you're wanting and you have the keys and, you know, you're going to be able to assist them, but you just need to be patient and let things sort of unfold and just be really conscious of how, like, your reactions and how they may affect people. And, you know, I would say be patient. Like, you've kind of laid the groundwork and now it's up to them to sort of do it. So my feeling is stay where you are and see what happens over the next, you know, 6 months, because I think it some of these things may take a while before they all happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so Trish, as we say down here in the South, we got some fixing to do here. So who is it at your job that is an authority figure that makes you feel overwhelmed?
Well, my boss probably be the closest one.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, when I look at this, your boss is the one that you're feeling like you're bucking up against and not getting anywhere with. But what it's doing is it's bringing up old patterns for you of feeling powerless and feeling like a failure and not being, you know, not being heard. There's a lot of that stuff there. And so what the soul reaction card says is lack of forgiveness is keeping this in place, and the stuck belief is I am broken, so that every time you've like pushed up against someone in authority as you've been, you know, growing up, maybe even early as childhood, but certainly as you've grown up in other jobs and in school and things like that, you know, and you weren't heard and you weren't listened to, so there's a lot of old resentment that needs to be cleared away. So what I want you to do is just take a moment and think about how many times in the past that this has happened, because this is your big chance, sweetie, to let go of this pattern so that you can move forward into a position of power and actually do what they hired you to do, do what you came there to do, but most importantly, break this old pattern. So think okay. about it for a moment. And what's happened is every time you let yourself be made to feel powerless in the past, it's left some clogged up old energy, out, some of it inside your body, most of it's out in your field. So what I want you to do is go find all that old stuck energy and just let it go. Let God and the angels take all this residue of old thought forms out of your field so that you can be freed up. And then I want you to take a moment and forgive all the people in the past, everybody you can remember, and then just ask Spirit to help you forgive even the ones you can't remember. But all the ones that made you feel powerless, that made you feel like a failure, that made you feel broken, just forgive them all. And then forgive yourself. And there's a beautiful angel. The angel's name is Micah. She's the angel of your divine plan. She's got a message for you. So what I want you to do is hold up a big piece of poster board and let Micah write you a message on the big piece of poster board. And as soon as she's done writing, turn it around and read what Micah has to say for you. And you receive blessings for doing this work today. And the first one is huge. It's release from overwhelm. And the second one is huge as well. It's centeredness and calmness that's going to enable you to see what you need to do and actually accomplish it. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And we thank you for calling in today, because I think that doing this work is going to really clear the way for you to make the most out of this job.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
Let us know what happens.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So, okay. I think we have next is Mary. We can start. Mary. Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good. Okay. So you're wanting to know about your daughter's career.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit.
An interview.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She has an interview today.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
She has an interview today, or it's coming up?
She has an interview tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She really wants a job, but it's her first interview, so she's really nervous about it. And I just was wondering if you see anything on that.
Okay. So before we go to your daughter, is there anything going on with you with regards to career?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure
a lot of
what
times, you're not sure what you're doing?
I'm not sure what I want to do. Yeah, I right now I'm helping an elderly relative.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to say there's a little bit where, you know, part of your journey, of course, is to follow your heart, and I think as a caregiver, that's great. But I think there might be, usually kids or, I know she's older, but usually they are a great mirror for us. So something that's going on with you is part of, what's going on for her. So just be aware of the similarities as they come up. A first job for your daughter, it's exciting yet very nerve-wracking.
Right.
The signals that I'm getting is that there's a possibility that it's, I get a good sense. Now, it may not be this one, but it's definitely coming. She needs to, what she's needing right now is to get experience in anything. So it's
right.
Really, whether she does it volunteer-wise, whether she gets a job, she needs to get some experience. And she needs to start following what her heart is as to what it is, because right now it's kind of more a mental exercise. And maybe that's okay for now, because I'm not sure she knows what she wants. But as you start working on what you really want to do, it may allow her to also start focusing, I get a bit clearer on what she's wanting as well. But I get a really good sense that, that things will be fine. It's just, it's the beginning, and I think that that's part of, everything that's going on is, so it's really about just being really open and, begin exploring. So I'm going to say for both of you, begin exploring, what your heart wants.
So you don't think she's going to get that job tomorrow?
No, I'm not saying that. The signals show, it's a very positive. I'm just not sure if it's this one or another one that's coming up. But it shows very positive outcome. I just, it's never absolute as to, whether it's this one. I mean, she needs experience, and she's going to get experience. So I see positive things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And
we probably aren't going to have time to do the clearing before the break, are we?
No.
Okay, so, but it's really interesting that you would call in, Mary, because what this has done and your daughter going for her first job interview has actually triggered an your most previous lifetime to this one, and something that needs to be healed for you as well, because, you know, you're kind of projecting into her situation. So if you'll hang on the line, I'll do a clearing with you as soon as we come back from break, because, you know, if you clear this, you know, ancestral stuff clears backwards and forwards through the line. So you clear this whole past life for you. You're actually clearing the same kind of issues for your daughter, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it will help things go better for her tomorrow, one way or another. And, you know, kind of like Lori says, it's all about experience. So it is time for us to take a break. This is Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. So while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter and let me send you a free subscription to the online version of these cards that I'm using to do clearings on the show today. And so after the break, we will bring more messages and clearings. Call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
How's your MPG? Or should I ask, how clean is your air filter? This is ASC Certified Auto Tech Pam Oaks telling you that it's important to keep your engine air filter clean. A clean air filter ensures that your vehicle is breathing in unrestricted air. In layman's terms, more MPG, less money paid out at the gas pump. For those of you who haven't had your air filter inspected in a while, now's a great time to go down to your favorite ASC Blue Seal shop and have it checked out. And remember, just because you can see light through it doesn't mean it's okay. Sometimes taking a gentle amount of compressed air to clean out that filter is all it takes to get you back on the road and your engine breathing easier. I'm Pam Oaks, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, yeah.
I know.
Music Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. We are on the second and fourth Monday of every month from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We do a special for Sky listeners only. It's only a half hour for only $75. We don't do half hour treatments with anybody, so this is just special for Sky listeners. The next break, I will tell you a number that you can call, or you can connect with us on either of our websites, jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com, and we'll set that up for you. All right, so we were talking with Mary.
Yeah, so Mary, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. So in your most recent lifetime, this actually took place here in the United States, something happened that caused you to lose faith in yourself and make you feel like a failure. And so your daughter going for this job interview has brought that stuff up needing to be healed. And, mm-hmm. you know, as your child, if you're carrying those feelings and a stuck belief of I can't have what I want, well, guess what? You know, mama's daughter is going to run that same stuff out of loyalty to mama. So she can create herself not getting the job she wants. But if you heal this and clear this, then when you let it go, she'll let it go as well. So what I want you to do is I want you to just close your eyes and find this woman that was you in the early 1940s who lost faith in herself and felt like she couldn't have what she wanted and was a failure. And I want you to help her to forgive all of the people in her life that made her feel like a failure, because hers started in childhood as well. And, you know, and then she married somebody that made her feel less than, and just carried it on throughout her entire life. So just help her to forgive all of those people.
Okay.
And then what I want you to do is I want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror. And the image that you see will be you, but overshadowed by this woman. Feels like she lived in Kansas, actually. And I just want you to blow gently on that image and blow her away so that you can see yourself clearly again. And because she's done this forgiveness work, then it's time for her, this piece of your soul, to go to the light so it's not weighing on you, so that you don't feel like you can't have what you want. So what I want you to do is the same thing we did for our first caller today, is create her a bottle. Invite her inside the bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to an angel so that this piece of your soul can go to the light.
Okay.
And you receive blessings from the angels for doing this work. The first blessing is a healing. Healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing is opening to miracles. And it's gratitude that owns the clearing, Mary. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And best of luck to your daughter on her interview tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let us know what happens.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I will.
Thanks. All right. So again, the lines are open. So if you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or come in and instant feedback. Again, just be very clear. Let's take our next caller. It is Sandra.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
You're welcome. So you're in the middle of a negotiation.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
It's a financial negotiation, and I'm just wondering,
like, from a job or from a divorce?
Right. Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm with you now. Okay. So you're just wondering what's going to happen and
with
whether it gets...
Yes. With trying to do it, some things on my own.
Yes.
Any insight would be helpful.
Okay. But they are, Uraxi is negotiating, right? Like, he's not, like, dropped the ball or anything. It's moving forward, right? It's just a bit of a struggle?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Okay. Okay. Well, I've got good news. Actually, it's all very positive. And it's all about money, which is what you're talking about. So, I'm getting great, things. It does look like you might have to work at it. So, you know, stay with it. Don't let it go and don't take any, don't
settle.
That's the better word.
Okay.
Don't settle. Yeah. I see that you're going to be rewarded. Lots of money incoming. In the meantime, you do have to work. So really, you know, hold your vision. I would almost start planning, seeing all the different areas within your life and seeing how they will all sort of fall together, not because of the money, but how the money will complement it and make, obviously, your life easier. But, don't settle. Continue moving forward, but see all the different areas. And maybe this is a great opportunity for you to sort of start thinking about what your heart wants to do, where you're wanting to go to in the next little while. Because I think because this is going to be such a new opportunity for you, it's like, well, what do you want to do now? Because once this kind of gets settled, it's like, start thinking about the different things and how you can open up to possibilities and just newness, like really get excited about everything falling into place and what you're wanting to do from a heart perspective, whether it's a hobby or a career. Just start thinking about the different things within your life to get you excited again and kind of get you away from the feeling of struggle or that it's, you know, so I'm going to say not necessarily dark, but just really heavy. Like it feels really heavy, yet everything around you is ready to open up for you. So
Yes.
Jean?
Yeah. So what was going on with your parents when you were 4 years old, sweetie?
Well, they're divorced. I mean, I don't know at that point, not at that point.
Okay. Cause, the cards say is denied infidelity and abuse of power. But at 4 years old, you were picking up on something and, it caused you to, it's almost like little 4 year old Sandra was starting to take responsibility for protecting her mom. And it's really messed with your instincts and your self-worth. And the stuck belief that's here is it's not possible to change. So at some level, you know, I think, you know, you've been creating a lot of the blocks on these negotiations because you're still sort of like reliving the fact that your mom put up with a lot of stuff until finally things just, you know, am I right here?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, so you're running some of that energy. I think it caused you to, manifest, a marriage that, just didn't work for you as well. So it's time to clear all this energy away. So you've got a lot of your mom's energy stuck in your body and out in your field. And it just looks like your old gray, sticky, yucky stuff. I just want you to close your eyes, look inside your body and out in your field and find all of this energy that's not yours. There are thought forms that were your mother's. There are also thought forms that were yours when you were 4 years old. So you were looking at the world through a four-year-old's eyes. Good job. Okay. You've also got some other energetic residue that's putting up blocks and barriers for you. This stuff looks like mirrors. They'll be easier to find. So just find the mirrors and ask God and the angels to take them to the light. And a lot of the pain from when you were four is still stuck in your heart center. I want you to put your attention on your heart chakra and invite it to open up and release all of the pain, your pain and your mom's pain. And just let all of this come flowing out of your heart like blood. And just let it flow out. It's all emotional. It's liquid. And ask your heart just heal itself. and to balance its energy so that you can begin the process of manifesting from your heart exactly what you want for the rest of your life. And you get three blessings, not just two. The angels are generous today. So your first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. The second blessing is a centeredness and calmness that will enable you to see what you need to do and accomplish what you need to do in these negotiations. And the final blessing is courage. Courage to listen to your heart and do what it says. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing, so take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And we thank you.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Great. All right. And it's time for us to take another break. This is our final break for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that we're doing today and you want more in-depth clearing, visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, or Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com, to sign up for a one-on-one session with either one of us or take advantage of our $75 Sky Special. When we come back from break, Lori's going to give you the toll-free number to call for that, or you can also contact either one of us through the contact page on our websites. We've got time for one more. So if you want to call in, the number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Seeking guidance in areas of love, career, and family? Kimmy Rose and Friends provides access to gifted psychics and is just a call away at 1-888-626-7386. Visit KimmyRose.com. That's Kimmy with an I-E. And click on the link to Kimmy Rose and Friends under Kimmy's picture on the right. Choose your advisor and click on their link below. If they're not immediately available, schedule an appointment with them. Kimmy Rose and Friends, connecting you with psychic advisors Kimmy trusts.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks. You say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Swing the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along the bitterness that I put out later. Past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong. Things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. And pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost some friends somewhere along. In the bitterness that I put out later. Him one last choice, drive until you lose the road, a break with the ones you follow.
He will do one of two things, he will admit to everything, or he'll say he's just not the same, and you'll be.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. Jean Adrian can be found at JeanAdrian.com. I can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. We offer a special for all Sky listeners. It's a half hour, so you can get in-depth, more personal. And we don't offer half hours in our regular work, so this is just for Sky. It's only $75. You can contact us through either of our websites, which is intuitivesoul.com or jeanadrian.com, or you can call my toll-free number. Just leave a message or leave your email address, and we will definitely contact you back. Toll-free number is 855-444-SOUL, so that's 855-444-7685, and we look forward to hearing from you. All right, so I guess we're going to be ending our thought on what we started with, which is, you know, this bit about change. And it does seem, you know, that a lot of people are going through the change, and it does seem like it's a very positive time. It's just that I think
it makes it sound menopausal, Lori.
Okay. Yes. We are going through the change. very cute. When a lot more vibration starts coming to the earth, when there's a lot more light that starts coming to the earth, what happens, obviously, is that, you know, the shadow side gets illuminated. So we do have to look at the things that are keeping us at a lower vibration. Some people are saying this is not the time to take action yet, that there's still a time for us to start moving forward, that it's really just about us kind of doing the work that we're supposed to be doing and not getting too caught up in what's happening. But this is a very positive time for the earth and for ourselves, and that we've kind of gone through the next step or phase. And it's really just about, you know, getting conscious about the things that are sort of coming up in your awareness or things that are getting triggered, and to really become much more aware and start acceptance and letting go, surrendering.
So we have a quickie on line one.
We do?
Yeah.
Look at that. Yes, we do.
Hi. This is Carol calling.
Hi.
Hi. I actually worked with you guys a couple of weeks ago, and I think it helped do some clearing. So I thought I would do a little bit of work. I've got a situation where I have an ex that has been very negative towards me, and it feels very psychic attack-like, and I'm wondering how that's going.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time, so I don't want to spend too much time on this.
Well,
okay.
It's funny because the first two cards I pulled were psychic attack and overwhelmed by an authority figure.
So yeah, you're definitely feeling overburdened because of that. It's saying have strength, have patience, have courage. You will get through it. Be happy in the end. But Jean, I think you need to do a clearing for that.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull the three clearing cards. We'll skip the rest of it. And let's just see what you need to do. The first one says, we'll save that one till last. So this is stuck in your root chakra. So this is really fight or flight stuff it's bringing up for you. I want you to put your attention on your root chakra and ask all of the wounds that you have stored in your root chakra to be released, to be healed, and let your root chakra heal itself. And then I want you to just take a moment and forgive your ex and forgive yourself as well for everything in the past, everything that's ever been negative between the two of you. And then I want you to create one of these bottles. And we're not going to put him in it. We're just going to put the energy in it. You know, this negative energy, this overwhelm, the archetypal overwhelm stuff. Because this is bringing up all your issues around authority. So put all that energy into the bottle, put a cork in it, and give it to an angel to take it to the light, and you receive blessings for doing this work. So let's just see what your blessings are. Let me pull two of the violet cards. The first one says a healing from your awakened inner. And this card's come up for everybody today, centeredness and calmness that enables you to see and accomplish your purpose. So give yourself permission to look at your ex differently and see the change. This is kind of like Gandhi's thing, become the change you want to see in the world. Look at him differently. And allow him to be what you would like for him to be and not what he's been in the past. How does that make sense for you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of issues with forgiveness because I don't know that, I don't trust that he will change.
It doesn't matter whether he does or not, sweetie. This one's up to you. The forgiveness is not for him. The forgiveness is for you. And as soon as you can forgive him, it doesn't matter whether he changes or not, but you can be free. So,
yeah,
really
you don't
do
have
it.
To trust him. It's not about trusting him. It's just about forgiving and the patterns of the past. And it's within you. Not it has nothing to do with him. Don't have any expectations on him.
Yeah. Yeah, just forgive him and let him go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I hope that helps, sweetie. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels and your teachers and your guides, because gratitude is the ink on the paper that seals the deal.
Okay.
All right. So it's time for us to let go for today. This has been a great show. We've had lots of great callers, and
you'll be back on the 14th.
I'll be back on the 14th. Absolutely. And I will miss you guys until then. So, we'll probably be still talking about change next time, because I think it's a topic that we need to really focus on. So you've been listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS. See you in 2 weeks. Ciao.